Good morning and welcome to your week. You are on Motivation Monday and I'm Chieko Watanabe, your hostess. Motivation Monday is a special program that I've designed for you as the busy entrepreneur who's looking for more motivation and a plan of action to really grow your business and your life. Now, I want to welcome you if this is your first time. I've opened up this program to everybody, and I'm so excited to be able to offer Motivation Monday to everybody because on this program, I offer my tips and tricks on how to be more effective, more productive, stay passionate and excited about what you're trying to do. Now, today I've got a super juicy topic, which is procrastination. It's a question I get all the time. How do I stop procrastinating? Now, I'm going to be sharing with you a technique that will help you break free from the pattern that holds most people in procrastination. But before I share this technique, I want to emphasize how important it is that you use the tips and tricks that I share with you on Motivation Monday and actually implement them in your business and you implement them in your life, because that's where you're going to see your return on investment. And the result is when you take these ideas and concepts and you use them in real life. So let's talk about procrastination. You have a to-do list, but you probably have a few items on your to-do list that roll over from day to day and from week to week because they're just not getting done. Now, I want you to take a second look at these things that are rolling over from day to day and week to week and ask yourself, are these action items or are these projects? Now, projects sometimes get cleverly hidden away on a to-do list, and they're usually the things that get procrastinated. And here's why. Projects are much more complicated than an action item. They actually consist of multiple action items, but projects, again, are the things that tend to not get done. An action item, on the other hand, they do get done because they are an actual physical step that you can take. Now, let me share an example with you so you can be clear about what I mean by this. So the other day I was driving in my car and a light came on my dashboard for my tires. And so on my list, I wrote tires. Now, unfortunately, that is not a physical action item step that I can take. It's actually a project. The next physical action item for me related to that project was to actually get on the internet and look for a place where I can take my tires into so I can get them taken care of. I didn't know what was wrong with my tires. That's the difference between a project and an action item. And it only takes just a few extra moments to really clearly identify what that next action item is. And it might seem so obvious, but what you write on your to-do list does make a difference on whether it gets done or it doesn't get done. So take a look at those items again on your to-do list and make sure that they are physical action items that you can take. And if they're a big physical action item that you can take, then I want you to break it down into bite-sized chunks. So if your physical action item is to reorganize the office, that might be a huge project. So I want you to break that down into something that can be done in 10 to 15 minutes and have it be reorganize the surface of my desk. And when we break it down into bite-sized chunks, again, we don't tend to procrastinate them. That's the technique that I want you to implement today, is to look at your to-do list, make sure that they're action items and not projects, and that they're bite-sized, doable action steps. All right, so I want to leave you with a really great quote by Martin Luther King. He said, "You don't have to see the whole staircase, just take the first step." And that's how we can all start to break free from the patterns of procrastination. So thanks for being on this call. Now it's time for you to go take massive action and take that next step. This is Chieko Watanabe signing off for Motivation Monday.